He grips the base of his dick and begins swinging it back and forth. My eyes follow the cockhead while a strange sense of relaxation washes over me. It's such a nice, calming shape. Back and forth. Back and forth. We just stay silent while my eyes glaze over.
We can test it, Ross. Come back to my suite. We'll figure out if you're really a homo. You can have a taste of the forbidden fruit.
Go to your suite?
This big swinging cock. You want to follow it. You want to make it happy.
Happy cock. A shudder races down my spine. Why are we here? I'm struggling to remember. That dick. It's so incredible. It's hard to focus on anything else.
Stand. Follow me.
Yes, sir. Why would I call him sir? It just kind of slipped out. I'm feeling all dizzy. My cock is so hungry. But I rise, and we both secure the towels around our waists. Back in the locker room, we get dressed before heading into the hotel. Walking in silence, I just trail behind him, tracing my gaze up and down the inverted triangle shape of his body. We travel to the highest floor, and he ushers me into his spacious, elegant room. Like mine, it's got a modern living area, with huge windows overlooking the ghostly, snow-capped peaks. Why are we out here in the mountains? Why are we so far from civilization? I can't seem to remember.
Right in here.
He opens a large wooden door, leading me into the master bedroom. Thank you. I enter, taking in the calming sight of beige walls and velvet upholstered furniture. A huge bed stands against the wall, tiny accent lights twinkling high overhead.
Sit.
He beckons me toward a chair near the window. I obey, sitting silently with my hands in my lap. He enters the bathroom while I think about his penis. What would it feel like to take the cockhead in my mouth? Would it be warm and soft against my tongue? I could suck it like a baby cow hungry for milk. Kellen emerges from the bathroom, holding a rectangular black object. What's that? My dazed eyes struggle to focus.
Shh. Just relax for me. This is part of the homo test. This has to happen.
He steps behind me and begins running his fingers through my hair.
You're such a pretty boy. You've always been this way.
A loud buzzing noise fills the air. I feel a cool, sharp pressure against my neck. It glides up onto my scalp. I struggle to process what's happening, but then I see it. A clump of long, soft, golden hair falls to the floor. My jaw drops. Panic surges into my veins. My horny trance evaporates, leaving behind nothing but terror. Why?
Calm down. You're okay. If we want to uncover your true self, we need to strip away the facade. We need to see what's hiding beneath the surface.
But my sponsorships!
It'll grow back. If you want my help, you need to show commitment. Look between your legs. Your cock wants this.
I glance down. He's right. My dick is hard like a diamond, forming a visible cylinder in my pants. My mind reels while I try to process what I'm feeling. People have always complimented me on my hair. It's been my sole source of physical pride. Losing it, it's like losing a piece of myself. These buzzing clippers are stripping away more than just hair. They're tearing away my sense of pride. My flowing golden locks are like a shield. Without them, people will see me differently. They'll focus on other features, things I'm not proud of. They'll see me for what I am. And then it hits me. I'm being marked. Kellen is branding my body. With each passing second, he removes another layer of beauty. Everyone will see this. They'll ask questions. They'll force me to relive this moment over and over. But I stay still. My cock. It wants this to continue. I need to do what Kellen says. I need to understand these strange feelings. I take a deep breath. I force my muscles to unwind.
That's my precious boy.
He senses my relaxation.
I know this is scary, but it's also liberating. You can just let go and allow a man to make decisions for you.
A stronger man.
Yeah, a more experienced man, a more confident man. a real man.
I don't object to his words. I just stare at the ground, watching the hair pile up. This is true vulnerability. Everything is spiraling out of control. Kellen is taking me. He's in charge now. The final strand of hair falls from my head, and Kellen switches the clippers off. He pulls me into the bathroom, forcing me to stare at the mirror.
Heh, not so pretty now, are you?
He throws his head back and laughs.
Are you ugly, Ross? What do you think?
I stare at my buzzed head. Tears well up in my eyes. I look like shit. I don't like it. Yeah, I'm ugly. My eyes lower to the floor. Something odd happens. My stomach flutters. It feels almost like a weight has been removed from my head.
I won't judge you, even if you're an ugly fuck.
He runs a hand over my shaved scalp.
We grew up together. You'll always have me in your life.
Scenes flash through my mind. Kellen teasing me in front of the other boys. Kellen throwing snowballs at me after training. Kellen tripping me at high school graduation. He's always been with me, an omnipresent force, an inescapable black hole. And my dick. It gets so hard for him. I've never wanted to admit it, but tonight isn't the first time he's given me an erection. It's happened many times in the past, but I tried to ignore it. I've always hated him, but I've also felt drawn to his confidence. What if I stopped trying to fight? What if I just gave in? My knees wobble, and I slowly sink to the bathroom tiles. Resting at his feet, I stare up into his piercing eyes. Thank you, sir. Thank you for always staying with me.
You've needed me, Ross. You've always needed me.
He hooks his fingers under my chin.
Everything I've done was for your own good. I was trying to teach you. I was trying to show where you belong.
With you?
Yeah. Homo boys need guidance. Working for yourself only leads to a sense of emptiness. Working for a man, though, that leads to something truly beautiful.
A single tear rolls down my cheek.
Get up.
He pulls on my chin.
You've done good work here. Come into the bedroom. It's time for your reward.
I follow him. He sits on the bed while I collapse onto the plush carpet. I look up while he pulls his shirt off. Those tan, bulging pecs put me at ease.
Take your clothes off.
Yes, sir. Without hesitation, I strip. My hard dick points at the ceiling while I toss my clothes aside and kneel. The tip is already wet with desire.
I want you to just stay on your knees and watch, all right?
He lifts his arms and does a double bicep flex. Whoa! My eyes grow wide while he puffs out his chest and flexes his upper body. The tight, round muscles bulge. The overhead accent lighting casts shadows into the striations between his pecs. It's frightening how much power he has. Whenever he isn't on the slopes, he's in the gym. My face turns bright red while I watch this display of physical authority.
Good.
He pulls out his phone. What? He points it directly at me, snapping a few photos.
So photogenic.
He laughs and shoves it back in his pocket. Whoa, why'd you do that? My heart pounds. I'm bald. I'm naked. I'm on my knees. That photo, it could ruin me.
It's to memorialize this moment. This is a milestone in your life.
He stands and begins unbuckling his belt. His pants drop to the ground along with his underwear, setting his tan snake free. It's gone soft, but it's still impressive. Those balls are magnificent. Staring at them makes my anxiety fade. Everything is okay. I can trust Kellen. He's my hero. Please, sir, can I suck?
Not yet. You know, most straight guys are disgusted by the thought of sucking a dick. There's a reason the word cocksucker is an insult. Your kind, though. You crave it. Allowing you to suck would be a reward. I'll only allow that if you show devotion. To please me sexually, you need to please me in other ways first.
How?
We'll figure something out.
A twisted grin flashes across his face.
But for now, just hold still. Tug your little penis while watching me jack off. Be thankful you're allowed to see this big dick.
He spits into his palm and begins stroking his cock, coaxing it to grow. I spit and mimic his actions, savoring the building pleasure. Squishy sounds fill the air as his cock rapidly inflates. The overhead lights cast a long, penis-shaped shadow over my face. I'm beneath him. I'm beneath him.
Humans are just animals, you know that? Big lumbering apes.
I guess so. From this angle, he kind of does look like a gorilla. He's so fucking heavy and dense.
And how do apes live? They form tribes. They form a hierarchy with a leader at the top, the alpha male.
Alpha?
Yeah. The ape who outcompetes. The ape with the physical and mental strength to bring others to heel. The ape who forms a harem. The ape who breeds deepest.
Are you an alpha male? My dick shudders as I speak the words.
What do you think, Ross? Fucking look at yourself. Sweaty, bald, gross. You're kneeling for another man. Not only are you showing subservience, but you're jacking off to it.
You've always been my alpha. I look down at the floor.
Now you're starting to get it. Our entire lives, we've been gravitating toward this moment. You tried to fight it. You tried to become my equal. Look where you ended up, though. You wasted so much time.
My dick screams with joy, causing my eyelids to flutter. He's saying something so nasty and wrong. Intellectually, I'm repulsed, but physically, my body knows he's right. All those years of competing with him. Maybe it was nothing more than a mask, a way for me to fight fate, a way for me to avoid ending up here on my knees. But resistance is pointless. This is what I am. From the moment I was born, I was destined to kneel. Queer, I whisper. I'm a queer.
You're not just any queer. You're my queer.
He lets out a frightening laugh.
This is all primal biology. You can feel it at this very moment. You can feel me establishing dominance.
This is natural. I jack my dick even harder.
Damn right!
His big-ass balls swing with each tug of his dick. My eyes trace the hairy orbs. They move like a hypnotist's pendulum. I can feel it again. That sense of dizzy serenity. Something about the sight of his dick activates docility within my brain. It turns me passive. It makes the world fade away. He's right. It's primal. This is no different than a bird seeing bright plumage and feeling the need to mate. His dick is a visual stimulus. Something happened to my brain in the womb. I was born wired to crave this. Queer boy. Queer boy. Queer boy. I mutter while gazing at the fertile testicles.
You need to be trained. Acceptance is only the first step.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.